which my emotions were leading me. Angelina was disaster to anyone she came near. Inside that lovely head squatted a highly intelligent but strangely warped brain. For my own sake, I would be better off thinking about the corpses she had piled up, not about her figure. There was only one thing to be done. Get her away from here and turn her over to the Corps. I didn't even consider how I felt about the Corps, or how they felt about me. This was an entirely different affair that had to be done neatly and with dispatch before I changed my mind. I joined her at the bar, and ordered two double shots of the local battery acid. Being careful, I deepened my voice and changed my accent and manner of speaking. Angelina had heard enough of my voice to identify it easily. That was the one thing I had to be aware of. "Drink up, doll," I said, raising my drink and leering at her. "Then we go up to your place. You got a place, don't you?"
"I got a place. You got a League 10 spot in hard change?"
"Of course," I grumbled, feigning insult. "You think I'm buying this bilge juice on the arm?"
"I ain't no cafeteria pay on your way out," she said, with a bored lack of interest that was magnificent. "Pay now, and then we go."
When I flipped the 10 credits her way, she speared it neatly out of the air, weighed it, bit it, and vanished it inside her belt. I looked on with frank admiration, which she would mistake for carnal interest, but was in reality appreciation of the faultless manner with which she played her role. Only when she turned away did I make myself remember that this was business, not pleasure, and I had a stern duty to perform. My resolution was wavering, and I screwed it tight again with a memory of corpses floating in space. Draining my glass, I followed her marvelous rotation out of the bar and down a noisome alley. The dark decrepitude of the narrow passage jarred my reflexes awake. Angelina played her part well, but I doubted if she bedded down with all the space tramps who hit this port. There was a good chance that she had a confederate around who had a strong right arm with a heavy object clutched tightly in his hand. Or perhaps I'm naturally suspicious. My hand was on the gun in my pocket, but I didn't need to use it. We treaded across another street and turned into a hallway. She went first, and we didn't talk. No one came near us or even bothered to notice us. When she unlocked her room, I relaxed a bit. It was small and tawdry, but offered no possible hiding place for an accomplice. Angelina went straight to the bed, and I checked the door to see if it really was locked. It was. When I turned around, she was pointing a 75-caliber recoilless automatic at me, so big and ugly that she had to hold it in both tiny hands. "What the hell is the racket?" I blustered, fighting back the sixth sensation that I had missed an important clue someplace along the line. My hand was still on the gun in my pocket, but trying to draw it would be instant suicide. "I'm going to kill you without ever even knowing your name," she said sweetly, with a cute smile that showed even white teeth. "But you have this coming for ruining my battleship operation." Still, she didn't fire, but her grin widened until it was almost a laugh. She was enjoying the uncontrolled expressions on my face as I recognized the fact that I had been outthought all the way along the line. That the trapper was the trapee, that she had me exactly precisely where she wanted me, and there wasn't a single bloody damn thing I could do about it. Angelina finally had to laugh out loud, a laugh clear and charming as a silver bell, as she watched me reach these sickening conclusions one after another. She was an artist to her fingertips and waited just long enough for me to understand everything. Then, at the exact and ultimate moment of my maximum realization and despair, she pulled the trigger. Not once, but over and over again. 4 tearing, thundering bullets of pain directly into my heart. And a final slug directly between my eyes. Chapter 11. It wasn't really consciousness, but a sort of ruddy, pain-filled blur. A gut-gripping nausea fought with the pain, but won easily. Part of the trouble was that my eyes were closed, yet opening them was incredibly difficult. I finally managed it and could make out a face swimming in a blur above me.
"What happened?" the blur asked,